appeal for tougher gun laws. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. After visits to Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas, the sites of two mass shootings last month, President Biden making an impassioned plea.
Why in God's name should an ordinary citizen be able to purchase an assault weapon that holds 30-round magazines that let mass shooters fire hundreds of bullets in a matter of minutes?
President praised members of the House for passing gun legislation.
It's time for the Senate to do something. But as we know, in order to get anything done in the Senate, we need a minimum of 10 Republican senators.
The president said if Congress fails, the majority of the American people won't give up either and will turn their outrage into making the issue central to your vote, referring to the midterm elections. Authorities in Ames, Iowa, say two people are dead in a shooting outside a mega church in Ames. The shooter is also dead. The incident happened at the Cornerstone Church near Interstate 35, about 30 miles north of Des Moines. One day into Atlantic hurricane season, and there's already a system that's causing concern.
The National Hurricane Center is already advising on potential tropical cyclone number one. It has formed in the Gulf of Mexico, just off the Yucatan Peninsula. By tomorrow, the forecasters say it will be a full-fledged tropical storm named Alex, but already they've put the Florida Keys and the southern half of the Florida Peninsula under a tropical storm watch. The system is expected to cause significant rainfall over the next few days.
Fox's Evan Brown in Broward County, Florida. Regulators in California have given the okay to a robotic taxi service that would begin charging passengers for driverless rides to San Francisco. The decision would make Cruise, a company owned by General Motors, the first fully driverless ride-hailing service in California. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The world's leading oil producers agree to boost output.
OPEC nations and their allies offering some relief to ease the energy squeeze. The cartel agreeing to boost crude production by 648,000 barrels per day in July and August. The OPEC Plus alliance had been adding about 432,000 barrels per day each month to gradually offset steep cuts from 2020 when the pandemic hit. Energy costs in the U.S. and Europe have soared, driven by inflation and embargoes of Russian oil. Saudi Arabia, which is OPEC's de facto leader, resisted calls from the White House to increase supply to make up for losses resulting from sanctions against Moscow. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The Labor Department says employers advertised 11.4 million jobs in April, down from nearly 11.9 million in March, the highest level on records that date back to 20 years. A virus outbreak among birds impacted poultry prices and supply.
Americans grappling with ever steeper grocery bills are now faced with another factor driving prices up. A bird flu outbreak, which has hit farms across the country. Hormel Foods expects the disease, which has already contributed to a surge in egg prices, to weigh on industry-wide poultry supplies in coming months. Saying its own Jennie-O turkey brand in particular is facing a rocky period ahead. The company also anticipating large supply gaps. Manufacturers are already hiking prices significantly, citing worker shortages as well as higher transportation and feed costs. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Researchers raising alarm bells about a rise in poisonings in children involving melatonin, including a big jump during the pandemic. Poison control centers say they received more than 52,000 calls about children consuming high amounts of the supplement, a six-fold increase from a decade earlier, with most calls about young children who took the pills accidentally. The lead author of the study from the CDC warns parents should remember melatonin is a medication. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.